Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Rima LeBeau is our guest. And, of course, we're joined by her husband, Albert N. Stubblebine III, Major General, U.S. Army, retired, who worked at so many levels of the military. A lot of fascinating information we'll be talking about in this hour. I want to go ahead and cycle through some more of the calls in this little five-minute segment, then we'll come back in the next long segment, get more into Codex Alimentarius that will control the food, restrict it all, force us to basically eat all these poisons, all these toxins. We're talking about a lot of really serious issues today. We'll also get into remote viewing that, of course, General Stubblebine pioneered in the military. And again, I'm not really an expert on this, folks. I'm not saying it's real or it isn't real. He says it is. The point is, he's a highly respected person with a lot of letters behind his name out here talking about this and everything else they say I know to be true about the fluoridation of the water and the New World Order and the rest of it. But continuing, a doctor in general, let's go ahead and talk to Matt in New York. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
General.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question about how in-depth you were into the psionics program.
Go ahead, caller.
The psionics program. How far were you actually doing the remote viewing yourself, or were you just observing the kids?
No, I was the boss.
You were the boss of it?
I was the boss. You know, as the head of the Intelligence and Security Command, I essentially had, for the period of time that I was in command, responsibility for all of the actions and responsibilities that the command had. One of those was the responsible for the remote viewing of the Army segment. Mm-hmm. And so, essentially, I was the boss man.
Were you a remote viewer?
No.
What happened to the remote viewers?
What happened to them?
Yes.
Well, there was a very interesting... let me give you just a very quick vignette. There was a television program a number of years ago, and we don't watch television, but at the time it was... I was curious about the ball score, so I came in, I turned on the television set, thinking I was going to get the ball scores, and instead I got this program on remote viewing.
It's Larry King Live.
General.
Yeah.
I actually practice psionics.
Well, sir, he's trying to answer your questions. Let him answer it, okay?
Yeah, well, the program was an interview of a number of people that I knew who had been in the, you know, were involved in the program. There were some new faces. But the last person on the that was being interviewed was Gates, the ex-director of CIA. And the first time around, everything was pretty normal. And but coming around the second time, the second interview for each of them, when it got to Gates, he said, well, we've spent $1 million a year for 10 years on this program, and it's too expensive, and it doesn't work. It only, grab your seatbelt. I hope you got it fastened. It only is successful 85% of the time. Only 85%. Now, I ask you, Matt.
Yes.
Can you get through college with an 85, with a B-plus average?
I'm not
can
really
you do
into
that?
No, I don't think I could.
Yes, sir. You get through college with a 70%.
With a B-plus?
I'm not sure, but
thank you for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. Yes, the answer is yes. You get through college with a B+.
And, I got to add one more thing. When I was in Vietnam, as the intelligence officer of the 25th Infantry Division, I felt I was lucky if I had 5% information. And he's talking about 85. I'd have been in hog heaven with 85%. Does that answer your question?
It certainly does. We'll be right back. Get back into...
There
word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm not what you call a conspiracy theorist. I only go off the facts, the things I can prove, but I also try to bring you interesting guests, really intelligent, informed guests who are experts and leaders in their field, and we're certainly doing that today. But I've got to say, three or four times a year, my ISDN line, it's old technology, we use it because it's dedicated and good for doing remote radio broadcast. The network's up in Minnesota, Minneapolis-St. Paul, with the satellite uplinks and the board operators and all the folks. This only happens when I'm exposing, torture in Iraq with General Janice Karpinski going public about how they tried to set it up for it and how they're carrying it out. The line cuts out. Or if I'm talking about DynCorp and the Chicago Tribune and child kidnapping rings, the ISDN line cuts out. I always know it's really serious when it does that. And our guests haven't been able to tell it because they've been dialing me on backup ISDN lines, but I've been cutting out during this broadcast, and they've been redialing me. You just haven't been hearing it because they've been talking on air, and it just happened going out to break a minute ago. Only three or four times a year, and it's always guests like this. General, have you heard of this type of stuff happening before when you're on radio shows?
We must be doing something right, Alex. Yes, this has happened before, and it's in a whole wide range of places and different kinds of broadcasts. Sometimes it's streaming, sometimes it's live transmission. Yes, indeed, this has happened before, and that tells us that we're doing something right.
General, do you have any comments on this?
Same thing. We're doing something right, because otherwise no one would pay any attention to us.
I'll tell you, our cell phone has begun dialing the people in our address book on its own, which means they're doing, not the people, but whoever's messing with our communication system is doing something wrong. Get it right, guys.
Well, you've got, exactly, they're going to surveil you, get it right. Of course, I remember G. Gordon Liddy told me personally one time when I was at an event with him, he goes, Alex, I bet you come in and pick up your phone and there's nobody there. And he goes, I bet you've heard people talking before. And he said that's when they're, you know, kind of screwing it up. They can use the phones in your house as a bug. But at the same time, General, most people I talk to in government are now on our side. They weren't 10 years ago. Have you seen, General, a major shift towards people in the government, in the military, waking up to what's happening?
Well, certainly there were, I think the number is now six general officers, all retired, who have decided that it was time to speak up about Iraq. And I suspect that there will be more following them. I can't believe that more won't come.
Well, I'm not asking you to put your... I'm sorry, General, go ahead.
They're not going to do it until they retire.
Well, I'm not asking you to get into some big new controversy, but what's your whole view of the Iraq war and what's happening?
Well, let me go back to the principles of war, Alex, because if you're going to go to war, you must pay attention to the principles. And again, I said earlier that they go back all the way to the 3rd or 4th century B.C. with a guy named Sun Tzu who wrote The Art of War. Every military has a set of principles of war. They vary from country to country, but every military has a principles of war.
It's called doctrine.
Doctrine. Well, the first principle in the U.S. is called objective. Okay? What is your objective? Now, right after 9/11, it was clearly stated that our objective was to get bin Laden. Okay? Get bin Laden. He was the culprit. We needed to get his ass and fling him in jail. All right? Where is bin Laden? I just asked the question. Where is he? Most people will tell you sort of Afghanistan. So, what are we doing in Iraq? If our objective was bin Laden, he certainly wasn't in Iraq. So did we start off with the wrong step?
Or well, General, the PNAC documents, as you know well, clearly state that Saddam wasn't a threat, but would be used as a pretext to secure the oil and use Iraq as a projection point of power into Iran and Syria. And now they're doing that in Pentagon documents from 83, from 2000. They're now all public. Israeli documents say they actually want civil war. They want to balkanize. They want to break Iraq up into three parts. So we're told the public objective is to bring them freedom and democracy. But the truth is the objective is to break that place up and to bring it back to third world or even Stone Age standards. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, let me say it slightly differently. The after we had kind of given up the objective of bin Laden, we then focused on weapons of mass destruction, okay? Now, let me go back to World War or go back to the Cold War. We held the Soviet Union with all of their nukes. All of their nukes, and they had not one, not two, they were already developed, they were all missiles. They were pointed at us, and we held the Soviet Union at bay with an objective that says, we want to prevent World War III. And we held them without war. War should be the last option, not the first.
General, what do you think of Bush saying that they may hit up to 200 sites in Iraq with many nukes?
First of all, I find that a very difficult statement. I cannot believe that the United States would start a nuke war. I just have great difficulty with us starting a nuke war.
Although the use of depleted uranium armaments has, in fact, created a nuclear aggression against the people of the Middle East.
With a multi-billion-year half-life, and that stuff, radiation detectors, I'm sure you guys know this, have picked it up in England and the U.S., the exact isotope from DU, and it's the equivalent in weight to 44,000 Hiroshima and A-bombs.
Exactly.
I know.
Well, you were at the highest level, a multi-star general, heading up entire programs. How do you think the elite has gotten to the point where their children are breathing this uranium, too? Why are they doing this?
I can't imagine. Alex, it just is beyond me. I always look at, I'll tell you what, All you have to do, Alex, is deliver one body back to one mother, and you understand war is the last resort, not the first. Just deliver one body back to a mother, and you understand it totally internal, and you will never, ever forget it. Period.
And now we take a look at Codex again. It is not unrelated, as you know and as your listeners know. This is another war against us. It's as insane as the war that is killing us with our own depleted uranium, that is the war that is killing our soldiers with anthrax vaccines that have squalene. And, oh, by the way, the new nonsense vaccine against the new nonsense pandemic, avian flu, will have squalene. Squalene is the primary cause of Gulf War syndrome, injected squalene. We are now testing.
Now, you're a medical doctor. Explain to people why squalene's bad. We know mercury's bad. We know the genetic garbage, the monkey pus and vomit, as laymen call it, in the vaccines is very dangerous, full of cancer viruses. That's been confirmed, not just the polio injections or the oral, but why is squalene bad?
If you rub squalene on your skin, it makes your skin nice and soft. If you eat squalene, that's perfectly okay. But if you inject squalene, the impact is to rev up the immune system to make antibodies to whatever it is that you've injected it along with, which is why it's called an adjuvant, which is an activating agent. And there's no way to turn off the immune system. We've all heard by now of autoimmune diseases. When the body attacks the body, there's no
way. In fact,
way.
A lot of troops who take all these new vaccines die in like 2 weeks of these, they call it accelerated autoimmune disorders.
Precisely. And those who don't die in 2 weeks die over a long, painful, and highly profitable to the pharmaceutical and medical industry disability.
What about all these new diseases women have? I mean, I know young women who can't get out of bed. Their joints are all swole up. What's all this? What's going on?
Toxicity. Toxicity, toxicity, and the vaccines. Let me point this out. If you're putting poison into your body through your mouth or through a vaccination, you are poisoned. If you are poisoned, the enzyme systems of your body cannot function properly. You will become ill with a variety of different diseases that have a wide spectrum of names, and you are suffering from environmental toxicity.
So it knocks the balance out of whack?
Precisely. It knocks your ability to protect yourself and to have all your enzymes operate properly. Enzymes are the stuff of life at any moment.
Now, they admit that irradiating food, and already most of the stuff in schools and most of the stuff at McDonald's has been irradiated. Now it's thousands of foods, tuna fish. I mean, they're just doing it. And they admit that it kills the ring structures, it kills the enzymes, and that it is just deadly to eat that. And now they can feed you rotten food that was rotten. It still has got the dead bacteria with the toxins they produced in their excretia.
Precisely. It also has high levels of free radicals, which cause diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, macular degeneration, et cetera, et cetera. And the only protection that you have against free radicals is to take high levels of antioxidants. But, Codex has ratified the vitamin and mineral guideline last July 4th, ironically, 2005.
It gives a new meaning to independence, doesn't it?
With the jubilation of the United States Codex Point of Contact at Scarborough, and Bert and I were there to see this atrocity. And what it does is say that any effective level of a nutrient, for instance, a nutrient that changes anything in your body, is now considered an adverse event associated with that nutrient. The World Health Organization...
They're labeling it as a drug.
Well, no. You see, many people say, oh, well, vitamins and minerals will just be available as drugs with a prescription. No, 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 no. They will be illegal substances in the way that heroin is illegal. You cannot write a prescription.
And by the way, I've read the documents. They're really, I mean, SWAT teams will be raiding your home. You'll be going to prison camps for having vitamin C.
A woman who is a pharmacist. A woman who is a pharmacist in France. Now, in Europe, you buy your...
Stay there. We got to break again. We'll come back and finish up with Codex Alimentarius in the next little five-minute segment. Tell folks about the DVD you guys offer. Then I want to shift gears and take calls and get into some of the things the general did while heading up high-level military army operations. This is, we've got to have you guys back up, too. These 2 hours are evaporating rapidly.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're talking to Major General U.S. Army retired Albert N. Stubblebine III. And we're also talking to his wife, who is a medical doctor. And we're honored to have both of them with us. Going back to you, and again, we've got links to your website, healthfreedomusa.org. and several others up on Infowars.com. I've read the rulings in Europe. You were talking about a French doctor before we went to break. People are getting arrested. They're trying to, quote, make vitamin C be like a prescription, but it's adulterated and only down at very low levels. Having mega doses that Linus Pauling and other Nobel Prize winners have said you absolutely need, those will be restricted. All of this, when vitamin C is a basic building block, you don't have it, your collagen falls apart and you get scurvy. And then we see all the propaganda, endless newscast. Oh, there's evil stuff you can buy at the drugstore, at the health food store. We've got to ban it. We've got to control it. When they can't even find a few deaths a year from over-the-counter vitamins and nutrients and phytonutrients and other things, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, almost 300,000 a year, they admit, just from adverse drug reactions from prescription drugs. So kind of sew up what's going on with this Codex Alimentarius. You guys are traveling the world, even meeting with world leaders, trying to beat this. Tell us about it.
We are traveling with world leaders. We are saying to them, you know that Codex will kill your people. Well, here is the legal answer to protect yourself from the trade sanctions that are used to enforce Codex. And we present them with the ebook that you can buy at www.healthfreedomusa.org. Same document that has been presented. Huge amount of information. You can also become informed on Codex, Codex's history, and what you can do to keep the United States from becoming the pharmaceutical realm of death that it's working up to by looking at Nutricide, the DVD. That's also available on our website. You can sign the citizens' petition. Now, recently, as a matter of fact, last week, Codex was dealt a stunning blow by the actions of the South African delegate whom we have been working with and supporting out of our international program. And I don't have time to explain it to you, but if we can generate the kind of support here in the United States and abroad that we need to, we can turn Codex around. I think in 5 years the multinational corporations will kill it, but that's okay with me. The point is, if we have your support, and that's financial support, it's information dissemination support, sign up for the newsletter and spread it to everyone you know. If we have your active support in terms of telling Congress what you want them to do to protect you, and if we have you as a growing body of informed consumers who are not going to die because it's handy and useful for the multinational corporation masters to have you die and have your children suffer and die too. If we have this body of support here and internationally, we can win this battle.
Well,
if
Dr. Lebo,
have the support, we won't win.
Dr. Lebo, we also have good victories where areas of Europe and Latin America are refusing genetically engineered crops being brought in. So there is good news happening. But in the last minute or two of this segment, we're going to come back and talk to the general some more and take some calls. And you as well, I hope you'll ride shotgun with us, Doctor, through the rest of the broadcast that we've got left. Under Codex, we're looking, from what I've read, what I've seen, and this is admitted, they're saying this, where everything is genetically modified, everything is full of poisons and preservatives, where you cannot get organic. I mean, they're already changing the laws here where something can be 75% genetically engineered, and they call it organic. This is a nightmare system. Can you add any more to what life under full implementation of Codex Alimentarius will be like?
Life under full implementation of Codex Alimentarius will be sickness and death. The World Health Organization has identified the non-communicable diseases of undernutrition. They're cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, stroke, etc. Those are the diseases that Codex guarantees to you and your children. If that's what you want, don't do anything.
Well, Doctor,
if that's not what you want, take action.
I agree with you, and I would just add this little addendum or caveat to this, that we have these elites openly saying they want to kill 85 to 95% of us, and what I've seen with plagues and even engineered weapons in the past, large portions of humanity are immune or semi-immune and can fight this off. They have to weaken us before they launch some type of global pandemic. General?
Well, I would agree with what you said. That in terms of the fact that we're moving in the direction where everybody is going to be sick. If you don't take care of your immune system, you're not going to survive. You must be able to take care of your immune system. You must. And oh, by the way, in order to do that, you've got to get up and, like the dog that's in the downstay, you've got to get up, get that dog up, and get him barking. You've got to take the actions. You've got to go to the website, www.healthfreedomusa.org.
We'll be right back, General. Well, absolutely. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Everything Albert N. Stubblebine, the third Major General, U.S. Army retired, has said, I know to be backed up from the research and verifiable, non-debatable facts I've seen. And, of course, his wife is just another amazing individual, Dr. LeBeau. And we're about to go to some of your phone calls here in a few minutes. But you know, at the same time, there's been a lot of demonization of these two, both by the mainstream media and the alternative media. And you've got to ask why. And some disinformation that, you know, many of us have even picked up on. But I mean, some of it is really wild. Some of the things I can't prove, some of the things I'm not informed on. I mean, I'm a meat and potatoes guy when it comes to information. I just go off the information that's out there that we know about. So much of what you think is secret is really public if you know where to look. But General Stubblebine, continuing you know, talking to you, go through just for a few minutes some of the other, you know, mainline programs you ran. I mean, you were a multi-star general, and you worked at every level of intelligence, you name it. And then you really did pioneer the remote viewing, what you'd call Army psychic program. And I have seen the transcript from CNN of when the CIA director was on Larry King Live many years ago and said, well, the program only had 85% success. Well, that's insane success. I mean, the military will do a program if it gets 10, 15% success. Just keep doing it, and then you build up the success rate and war game it out and in the live laboratory of the world. But I know that many of our leaders believe in this stuff and are involved in it, and of course, I'm a Christian myself. Many people believe it's occultic. Certainly, some of that is probably involved. But I want to get your your whole view on this and what you can tell us that is declassified versus some of the mainstream international TV programs they've done where you say they falsely reported that you and others tried to kill goats with your mind or tried to walk through walls and all of this, because I see you, you know, on the board of a major submarine company. You're one of the founders of Aegis with one of the big security slash Merck organizations. I don't mean to use that term, but I've used it in the past, so I'll just be honest here and use it in front of you now. I mean, you're involved in anything and everything. It's all serious. And then I run into this point of where you're involved in something that, I mean, obviously in research you got to try everything, but you say it works and it's real. So tell us about that program, what you can tell us, and then tell us how you know it's real and what you think this is.
Let me start with one of the other pieces about the goats, because I think we need to put that to bed. When I became the commanding general of the Intelligence and Security Command, we were at a point where the forces were being drawn down, and resources getting shorter, and requirements were still going up. And so I looked at that problem, and I said, one of the solutions is to have people work longer. Another solution is to have people work better. So, with that in mind, I put together a task force, which I called my high-performance task force, took one of my brigadiers, put him in charge, and told him to go out and find all of the technologies around the world that allow people to work better, not longer. Okay? And he took about 60 days, and we came back, and I was like a kid in a candy store with all these technologies. Some of them you had to throw away immediately because they had dealings with sect, kind of things, and you can't have religion or sect in the military as a driving force. You've got to stay with the technology. One of those technologies that appeared was this business about staring at goats and exploding the heart. Well, my job was intelligence. My job, man, was to find out what the Soviets were doing at that time, because it was in the Cold War.
They were doing this.
Well, I was not in, did not have the responsibility for killing. My responsibility was intelligence. So I took that technology and I took it to the people who were responsible for doing that. I gave it to them and said, here, this is yours. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, that's okay too.
So what you were doing was trying to duplicate what the Chi-Coms and the Russians were doing.
Yeah, but, you know, killing was not my responsibility. So I took it to the people who were responsible for training soldiers to go to the go to battle and be the infantry and be
was,
the special forces.
That was Fort Bragg.
Yeah, and I gave it to them and told them, here, this is yours. And then I turned my back, and I saw, you know, I didn't do anything with it after that. So that was my total experience.
And they were already using goats at Fort Bragg for testing battlefield medicine, correct?
Well, I don't know. My job, again, I'm back to my job. I had more than I could handle with just getting all of the intelligence that I needed.
Well, what was the result? Can you tell us, were they able to kill the goats?
I don't know. I told you, the answer is I don't know. Do I believe that it could work? Yeah, I could find a place in my mind that says that it probably will work. Why? Because I know that if you expand the mind and allow the mind to do all of the things that it can do, you can, in fact, do remote viewing.
Okay.
You can, in fact, break a board with your hand without any major force. You can, in fact, bend a spoon, like Uri Geller. Okay? You can do all of those things with your mind.
General, let's get into what you were able to do then with the remote viewing program. I mean, you say it works. How does it work? What do you think it is?
Well, let me give you a thought, and from there, let the viewers or the listeners go from there. If you take a point, we describe a point today as a dot. Okay, it does not have any dimension. It's just a dot. Okay, let's think of that as, instead of a dot, let us think of time as a space. It has an X direction, it has a Y direction, and it has a Z dimension. Okay? Well, if my dot, or my space, is got 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch, I can be anywhere in that 1 inch cube at simultaneously. Extend that. Instead of 1 inch, make it 1 mile. 1 mile by 1 mile by 1 mile. I now have a cubic mile. I can be anywhere in that space at a single time. Don't use a mile. Use 10,000 miles or 50,000 miles.
But this is theoretical. Can you tell specifically, as much as you can without anything that's classified, you know, what the success was, what your people verifiably were able to do?
No, I cannot tell you that because I believe that that number is still classified. However, I can say that it is better than what Gates said.
Better than 85%. Well, I mean hypothetically.
Better.
I mean hypothetically, what? How does remote viewing work?
You go into that space that I just described, and you can be anywhere in it.
Let me add something. Information can be linear, in which case any point contains only the information at that point, or it can be fractal, which means that it's holographic and all
three-dimensional.
Contain all information simultaneously. The technique of remote viewing can be understood, I think, best by saying you tap into the fractal nature of information, the holographic nature, so that wherever you go with your mind, you can tap into all information that exists, past, present, and disturbingly, future.
Well, Doctor, let me just say this, because I never get into this stuff on the air. I never talk about it. I'm a pretty orthodox Christian, but I have had dreams where I've gotten up and written them down where somebody I don't know in a blue and green striped polo shirt assaults me, and then all of a sudden as I walk around the corner 5 months later, there's that very person and they try to mug me. And you wake up with sweat when you have a dream like this. You write it down and it happens. I had all the data, the info about 9/11, so most of it was just my subconscious mind being able to, you know, the computer to war game it out. But I went on air and said they're going to attack the World Trade Center. This guy's an operative of the globalists. They're going to do this. This is what's going to happen. I mean, I did that on record. But I wouldn't
So you're a viewer.
Doesn't prophecy exist in the Bible, Alex? Doesn't the Judeo-Christian tradition admit of prophecy? And isn't prophecy a way of tapping into information that hasn't yet precipitated into event?
Well, I'm just saying, and I don't want to get off into it. I've never said this on air, and now I'm really going to get attacked. But my whole life this has been happening to me. But it's nothing. It happens to everybody, exactly.
What's the big deal?
It's part of the human context. Let me say one thing quickly, Alex. You talked about our founding Aegis. Aegis was a project which was approved but which was never funded and which never came into being. It was a private civilian homeland security project.
So somebody took your idea and ran with it? So something else happened to it later then.
Well, somebody else may have taken our name. But we are not involved with Merck in any way. We are not involved with any corporation in any way.
Merck, I meant mercenaries.
No. We are absolutely not involved with anything. And we're not involved with Aegis because although it was approved, it was never funded.
So it never went anywhere other than an idea, which was a great idea, incidentally. But it never went anywhere.
Well, I've got to get you guys back on.
Let me go back to the prophecy stuff. You were not doing remote viewing when you saw that mugger. You were doing remote dreaming. Okay?
And
it was
separate.
The same process, exactly the same process. You were not in your bed. You were in some space external to that, and again, go to my diagram of time, X, Y, and Z, and in this case, I don't know how far away you were from the time when you dreamed it until the time that it occurred, but whatever that distance is, make that X, Y, and Z, and you were in that cube simultaneously with the event. And so you can be there. So I look at that and I say, so what's the big deal? You know, it works. And it works better than 85%.
An example. My grandmother had been sick for a while, but she wasn't anywhere near death at the time, and I hadn't seen her in months, and I called my dad, and I said, we've got to go to Fairfield to see your mom. And we got in the car on our way there, and then they called us on the cell phone, and we hadn't even told them we were coming, and said she just died. So actually, it's just amazing. But that, I mean, like the Aborigines in Australia, and this is totally documented, they'll come out of an opal or diamond mine and say, put me on a plane, my mother just died, or my father's sick, and they're never wrong.
That's right. That's exactly right. And oh, by the way, you just said it, they're never wrong.
That's part of the human capacity.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, if you poison the body and the brain, that capacity to know and to know well is diminished. And that's part of what we will lose. The human capacity to be healthy, to defend itself, and to know is being poisoned. The human capacity to reproduce is being poisoned. And that's how Codex is carrying out its war.
General, do you think the elite are threatened by the general population not being poisoned and having their full discernment?
I have not a clue. Alex, I try not to go there, and the reason is that I've got to stay focused on what our objective is. You know, went back and explained how important the objective is. Our objective is health, protecting our health and our health freedom. There are so many things that we could get diverted to go do and play with that would be very exciting. Can't afford it. We've got to use all of our energy to ensure that our health and our health freedoms are absolutely protected, and that which is precisely why we're after a Codex. And that's where our focus is. So
well,
I don't know what their know what their agenda is.
Sure. But I mean, back to remote viewing. To me, knowing things or sensing things or seeing things in the future, I mean, that's something that's never been controllable, though. And I couldn't even imagine trying to control something like that.
When the Soviets attempted to use their remote viewers, they called them something else, their psychic spies, for evil purposes, by the time these people were able to do this, they were also able to connect to a larger agenda of the universe, the cosmos, and they said no. And the Soviets said, well, we'll kill you if you don't. And they said, okay, it doesn't matter. The Soviets were extraordinarily frustrated because they could get their people to a certain level and no higher, because when they became especially adroit at remote viewing or psychic spying, they also clicked into what the universe is all about, and they understood that there was a moral code that was far deeper than their personal
But in
lives.
My experience, doctor, and you're a medical doctor talking about all this, my experience is there are evil people, there are people who love evil and who do want to direct, even their tactile activities, you know, here in the real world, who are using it. I mean, certainly there are evil people, if this stuff exists, that are out there using it, aren't there?
But my experience is that, you know, let me just give you an example. When people got sort of greedy and tried to use it to predict the stock market, and, the ups and downs of the commodity markets and so on, that they really didn't, actually they failed. And why? Because greed got in the way of right. When you use it for the right purposes and the right intentionality, I believe that it will work very well and very, completely. When you get greedy, when you get evil, when you go in a different direction, then I think it tends to fall off in its effectiveness.
You are working with something that's good. I mean, there's a dark side to everything, and I think that, in fact, I know there are people tapping into the dark side, and I know that that's there. You just may not have looked at it.
I think I've seen it. I'm too goddamn busy doing what I got to do and staying on track, and so I haven't got time for the dark side.
No,
it's like I'm going to live to be another 176 years.
Alex, may I say I'm sitting at my computer, and I've gotten a number of emails from your listeners, your active listeners,
sure,
who have asked for the website of doctors who know how to treat things naturally, including cancer. May I give the website again?
Sure, give it out again. We'll try to post it on InfoWars.com. In fact, let me tell my people.
www.aaem.com, aaem.com. And while you're at it, make sure that you go to eatsafeeatsmart.com to get clean, non-GMO, organic snacks, personal care products, and support our work.
Sure. Let me jam in a quick call so we take a few more after the break. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Then we'll go to Bob and Ron and everybody else. Go ahead, Rodney.
Thank you, Alex, for this mini symposium with Dr. Labo and the general. It's a pleasure to speak with you two people. Dr. Labo, I heard that Donald Rumsfeld was one of the orchestrators of aspartame being marketed to the American people.
It's true.
But he made some very interesting remarks when he was confronted with the dangers of aspartame. And Dr. Labo, I think I heard you quote his statements, and they were very, very stunning. Would you happen to have that quote at hand?
Jim Turner, who is an attorney who's been fighting for consumer rights for his entire career, went toe-to-toe with Donald Rumsfeld, and Donald Rumsfeld was not able to get aspartame on the market for 11 years. He told Jim Turner, "I don't care how many people it kills, I want it approved," and managed to do so by getting rid of the head of the FDA, getting his new guy.
Final segment, Dr. General, stay with us. Final segment, we'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a war on for your mind, and knowing is half the battle. I'm going to try to jam three calls in here at the end, and this has been a great interview. Got to have the doctor and the general back up in the near future. You can check out their websites at InfoWars.com. But quick questions or comments for our guests. Just a side issue. If you want to get any of my documentaries or books or other videos I carry, go to InfoWars.com. That also makes this broadcast possible. Plus, they're powerful films. You're authorized to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes to force multiply the information. And we got our big 9/11 Truth Conference coming up in L.A. the 24th and 25th. The tickets are going quick, ladies and gentlemen, so be sure and go to InfoWars.com to find out more details. You can also call the toll-free number there on the site to buy the tickets if you prefer to get them that way. Rodney brought up a good point about aspartame, and it's on the record that Rumsfeld's behind everything. Nuclear reactors in North Korea, weapons to Saddam, aspartame, just on and on. If it's evil, he's been on the board of Monsanto, genetic engineering, Terminator gene. Talk about a dark magician. He's definitely one. You can look at him, folks. He radiates evil. Look real fast. Ron in New York, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I don't know how fast I could be with this. It's held for quite a while, but in any event, regarding the NSA phone taps, the harvesting of phone numbers in the tens of millions, the Bush administration has contradicted itself on this. Some of you may remember earlier statements that the administration made. Now the administration's making statements that contradict those. He said yesterday that the wiretaps are lawful. Now, it's important for people to understand that the word lawful is a very specific legal esoteric term.
Ron, we're almost out of time. You're going to have to call me back tomorrow about this. You can get mad at me if you want, but I just...
You're on Saturdays?
Well, you know what that means, Monday. Thanks for the call, Ron, okay? I've just got to get these final callers and let our people come in. General, I mean, this wiretapping, Bush saying he's above the law, give us your take on it briefly.
Well, I don't believe anybody should be above the law, frankly. And your caller, Ron, was right in the fact that lawful is in the mind of the beholder. And I don't think lawful in this case is... used correctly. I think it's very questionable as to what is, in fact, legal in this respect.
Now, all right.
Do we need to be surveillant and careful? Absolutely. That's what intelligence is all about. If you are after the fact on intelligence, you're no longer an intelligence officer. You're a history buff. Okay? If you've got intelligence, has got to be in front of the act. And so if you need to get the lawful requirement to bug somebody's phone, then go get the damn authority. Go get it. What's wrong with going to go
through the legal process
to get it?
General, he said he wants to set the precedent to do whatever he wants, and that's what's dangerous. Frank in West Virginia.
Absolutely dangerous, because that puts the power in the hands... extend that just a little bit further, and what you have is a dictator. Wrong. You've got to keep it legal. Period.
You know what? I'm sorry to Frank, and I'm sorry to everybody that's been holding. Listeners, it was just too good of an interview, and we didn't get to all of you, so forgive me. Call me back on Monday. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. General Doctor, thank you both for joining us. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Alex.
You
and all your listeners, have a great day.
General, did you enjoy the interview?
Yes.
Well, I did too. And Doctor, did you have a good time?
You bet.
Okay.
www.healthfreedomusa.org.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. Well, we heard a lot of propaganda and demonization of these folks, and I may have even been led into it a few times. It was interesting to get them on and hear what they actually had to say. Pretty interesting. All right. We'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.